This is episode 1606. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for giving yourself a little more peace, energy, and clarity as you launch into your weekend. This is for a Saturday's episode, although you can listen to it any time and in any order you want from all the episodes you find here on the podcast. We are closing out this week's series where we focused on the theme of releasing bad habits. And so we've explored the ins and outs of bad habits and discovered meditation techniques you can do to help you cultivate better habits. In today's episode, the very final episode of a series, I always encourage you to spend time outside. If you can take your meditation ritual outside in a natural setting especially, you will take your meditation to the next level. When you connect with the natural world, your natural environment, your meditation comes full circle. You may live in a suburb or in a city and not necessarily in a natural area, and that is fine. When you connect to your outside environment, as you immerse yourself in meditation, you truly do take your meditation ritual on the road with you, and it becomes more real and tangible. And if you are out walking today, doing a walking meditation, as you listen to this episode, try to engage all your senses. Normally, you may walk from point A to point B, not really noticing what's around you, not really seeing it. When you allow yourself a walking meditation where you're mindful of every step you take, every glance around you, you notice things such as the clouds in the sky or the pattern of bark on a tree, or little insects scurrying around that normally you miss. You walk right past it hurriedly on your way. So I encourage you at some point this weekend to do a walking meditation where you listen to the sounds around you. You watch and take in all that you see, feeling the air on your face, and feeling connected to the world around you. As you do a walking meditation, or if you're not walking, if you're seated, getting ready to meditate in your regular meditation space, I encourage you to try meditating outside seated, or open a window or door. This can make a big difference when you meditate. And as you meditate, focus on gratitude, one of the most powerful emotions. So I will now guide you as you settle yourself down and get ready to do a meditation. If you're looking for a little longer meditation, more guided support, we do have a Sip and Om meditation app. And there you can try for 14 days free, full access to the entire app. You also get a journal focused on the weekly theme. So you would get a Releasing Bad Habits journal for this week. And you also receive a slowdown guide with all the techniques organized on it, as well as access to a full library of over 1,600 meditations. So again, that's the Sip and Om app. do you feel today? Do you feel a little rushed, or do you feel ready, open and expansive to sink into a meditation? Honor how you feel each time you sit down to meditate. Notice and become aware of where you tend to harbor those feelings within your body. So as you sit up straight and begin to relax your face, your jaw, your shoulders and your chest, your arms and your hands, your stomach and your hips, and your knees and your thighs. Become aware of where your current emotions seem to be settling within you. Inhale and exhale through your nose, drawing out the pause between the inhale and exhale. The beauty is in the pauses when you meditate. Inhale through your nose and exhale through your nose, drawing out the pause between the inhale and exhale. Now focus on a bad habit you were releasing this week. Maybe it was reaching for the bag of potato chips when you're stressed. Or maybe you are overcoming an addiction that impacts your whole life. Bring to mind your habit that you're wanting to release. And notice if, when you think of this habit, your consciousness arises upward or sinks downward. Determine your level of awareness in regard to habits you're wanting to release. Then focus on that which brings you gratitude. Allowing your consciousness to be lifted up with gratitude. Noticing the difference between how you feel when you focus on your bad habit and how that impacts your life, and how you feel when you focus on gratitude. Allow these thoughts of gratitude to course through your body, to flow through you, lifting up your consciousness. Continue to sink into your thoughts of gratitude. You are so worth slowing down for.